The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
Learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Ad, your host, and today I'm delighted to welcome back a friend who I've got to know only recently, but whose work I've appreciated. I think he's one of the finest radio show hosts out there, got a real skill in that area, and he is another regular on Republic Broadcasting Network, who we like to support here because that network puts such great information out, has some great hosts, as does rentsradio.com, where I broadcast from, and speakfreeradio.com. He is Steve Elkins. You can catch him on RBN on Sunday nights with Off the Beaten Path, and on Monday nights when he does the National Intel Report flagship show. So let's bring him up right now. Steve, are you with us?
I am here. Pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be here today.
Pleasure to have you here. And I enjoy your shows, as you know. And we get together once a month for our show together. And you've come up with a title for us today. Let me get that out correctly. And the title that Steve has for us is "The Globalists Are Sticking with the Plan." So how would you like to start this off for us today, Steve?
Well, it's the reason I came to that conclusion, that title, was what I saw in the news a couple of days ago, and that Europe is on fire. The fires, forest fires, are raging, and I thought, that sounds really familiar. I lived in California, and we had occasional fires. I mean, I'd lived there for almost 10 years, but now it's on a regular basis. This is all planned. The fires in California, and so what these tactics are being used now in Europe, and I'm certain it's the same thing going on as in California. It's Agenda 2030 tactics now taking place in Europe, these raging fires, blaming the people, saying it's because of what, human-caused global warming, we're having all these fires. But no, this is either being set on purpose, or they're probably using maybe some direct energy weapons. We know that technology does exist. And again, these are the tactics of the Agenda 2030 to force people out of these areas, Andrew, and to force them into the center, because they're easily controlled if you're in the center. Of course, they make it very difficult if you ever want to go back to building, through administrative law and regulatory law, to make it very difficult for you to build in there for insurance reasons, this and that. Or they just flat out saying it's a hazard area. It has numerous fires every year, and therefore you can't rebuild there. And so they force you out, and they use the term sustainability. Anytime you hear the word sustainability, associate that word with Agenda 2030. So that's why I came up with the title. I thought about it last night and wrote down some notes, and it's on. The world is all on. These global leaders are all on the same page of what's going on with the agenda. Now, over the weekend, I let's factor in the speech by Bill Gates at the discussion. They call it TED. It's actually Technology, Entertainment, and Design. It's a big TED speech back in 2010 that Bill Gates did. And at that speech, he talked about lowering the population by 10 to 15% using vaccines. It's funny because I looked on the internet and there are plenty of fake news sites out there to be aware of. He never said this. He never said this. Well, I saw the video and actually played the video on Sunday. Snopes is a terrible, terrible website to go for any information. Anything Snopes, avoid it. PolitiFact is terrible, terrible news. They think they can sway you to believing that they're really truth and they have, you know, validity here by the name of fact in their title, PolitiFact, but it's politic joke is what it is. But they're trying to say that he never said these things. Well, I've got the video. I played it. And he talked about lowering the population by 10 to 15% using vaccine, if we use vaccines correctly. Correctly. Well, that's interesting. Also, if we improve women's reproductive health care, that's another interesting thing. So we can go back to say, well, how is that possible to lower the population by 10 to 15% using vaccines? Well, you could say sterility. You could say flip on switches to diseases causing cancers and other problems. People die. And as far as the improve women's reproductive health care, when we just got saw that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe versus Wade, how could that be? Well, sterilization, miscarriage, and abortion. So these things are all thought out. The 500,000 world population reset recently took a big hit. In Elberton, Georgia, if everybody understands the Georgia Guidestones, it's kind of a Stonehenge here in America, built back in 1980. It was blown up. It was blown up. And on the six tablets, or six marble tablets on the tablet, it actually said, one of them said, a population reset of 500,000 in balance with nature. There's several other statements of predictability that they have on the Georgia Guidestones, but that one stands out. And then for some reason, we all started to learn that and think about that. And then we go back to the 2000 TED speech by Bill Gates and bringing down world population using vaccines. And we see that we're getting pushed in this area here. They're pushing a shot. Now, we're not going to call it a vaccine because it doesn't prevent. But if the shot doesn't stop or prevent you from getting COVID, and they continue to push it and tell you, first of all, it's safe and effective when it's not, if they tell you to keep taking it and you can still get COVID, then what's the purpose? It's not for health reasons. There must be another agenda there associated with pushing the shot that doesn't work. So then when you factor all together here and you put the pieces of the puzzle together, you realize that there is a globalist plan to depopulate this world. And they've decided to 500 million, I'm sorry, is the number they're going to start with. It's the Great Reset. Not only the Great Reset on the digital currency that's coming your way, because fiat currency is going to disappear and they're going to control you through a digital currency. You know, behave yourself. Steve doesn't behave himself. They reach into my digital account and say, well, you didn't take your shots. I'll take $1,000 out of your account every day. I tell you to take your shot and you refuse. I'll take it out. I'll bleed you dry. I'll force you to take these shots. And I think a big part of what's going on in Europe right now is sending a message to people who have refused the shots, who have figured out what's going on here, and they're not going to comply with taking something it's harmful. It's experimental. That's the big key word here, Andrew, is experimental. And I've talked to people about this. People said, oh, I took the shot. Well, what other experimental drugs or vaccines have you ever taken in your life? Have you ever taken experimental drug? Have you ever taken experimental vaccine? They look at me kind of like, no. Why? Well, because it's experimental. Well, you've just agreed to take an experimental messenger RNA shot. Yeah, but it's got FDA authorization. So there, let's break that word down. Authorization versus approval. There's a big difference. They got the authorization under emergency use authorization as they tried to eliminate any prior treatments that would have stopped it, nipped it in the bud. You've taken away hydroxychloroquine, other medications, vitamin D, all kinds of different things. They took away, they pretty much stifled it. They told physicians, you can't talk about this. This is the agenda. There is one solution to this problem, and it's a shot. Of course, it's not the solution. It's actually the problem now. We're seeing more people in the hospital than ever before. My wife the other day came home and said, I've never seen so many young people coming in sick. Sick, very sick, and diseases that you would see if they're in their late 60s, early 70s, maybe even later. We're seeing more cancer. We're seeing more miscarriages, women with heavier periods and miscarriages. Why? What have we added different in the last couple of years? What have we done different? We've added shots. Shots, boosters. All these things, you factor that in, you say, well, yeah, that's what it is. And they'll tell you, oh, no, it's global warming. For some reason, the atmosphere is heating up, and that's changing everything. That's changing your DNA, but that's not true. So that's why I came up with the idea that globalists are sticking with the plan, because all world leaders are part of this plan. They're all sticking together on this one, and they're not stopping. They're not letting up. If anything, Andrew, they're probably ramping it up a little faster right now. They have a deadline. It is 2030, but I think they'd like to have some cushion in there to finish a little early, mop it up. And we got food shortages left and right. I mean, they're taking out food. We got shortages. 10,000 cows just about 2 weeks ago. 10,000 cows in Kansas dropped dead. 10,000 cows dropped dead, Andrew. And the excuse was global warming. It's just too hot for the cows, and they died. No, I've got cows down the street from me. I got horses across the street. And our cows, you actually feed them and you water them, they do really well. So 10,000 cows all dropping dead at the same time, I'm not buying that. Our cows down here, it's hot down here where I live in Florida. Central Florida is hot. And then we also have a little thing called humidity. So just the other day, I was working outside, and I have to pace myself outside here. 91 degrees, and it feels like 107. That's what it says on my phone. And he's right. 107. It was so flipping hot. I'm hydrating and water, and I'm taking in electrolyte to make sure I just don't cramp up. And I finally call it for the day. I'm done for the day. I've got to go in and rest. But our cows handle this. They handle the humidity and they handle the heat. But you do have to do two things. You have to feed them and you have to water them. So somebody telling me that 10,000 cows, the entire ranch of cows, a 10,000 head herd, all drop dead at the same time? No, not buying that. And there's no investigation. There's no autopsy. There's nobody drawing blood and doing a pathology, you know, forensics here. So what killed the cows? Oh, it was just the heat. No other cows are dropping dead anywhere else in the country. We have hot temperatures all through the Midwest, a lot of places. I have heard of no cows dying in Indiana, Tennessee, wherever. There's no other cows dying. But in Kansas, 10,000 head of cattle drop dead, and nobody seems to blink an eye on that. So it's just the heat, accepting that lame answer, that lame excuse. But these Georgia Guidestones, again, blown up. Very important, too, that we were all waking up, a lot of people waking up and saying, I didn't know much about it. But then isn't that kind of remarkable? 500 million people in balance with nature. That's kind of the goal. And then to have it blown up. And then on top of that, Andrew, not having the FBI there to investigate. So some individual is running around blowing up monuments, and the FBI doesn't seem to care about that.
That's very interesting.
I think that's all very purposeful. Yeah.
I'm just jumping in here because I think you know where I'm going to go with this. If this was the work of someone disgruntled upon learning about the Georgia Guidestones, we'd be seeing white supremacy, domestic terrorists blasted all over the news. But the actual destruction of the Georgia Guidestones was barely covered, and then it was quickly hushed up. And the way that they decided to destroy what remained of them, I think that this is something that they did to themselves, or it could have even been, as some people have said, you know, something to do with lightning, but I'm unaware if there was anything like that in the area at that time. I haven't seen anything to that effect, but it could have even been an act of God. But my money would go on them destroying it themselves because it was either no longer relevant to them, or probably more likely, as you said, too many people are waking up and they're thinking, what's this monument here talking about half a billion, that's where I was going, to be left on the planet when we're approaching 8 billion at the moment. What are your thoughts on that, Steve?
Yeah, and to quickly haul it off too, and turn it into rubble, and to haul it off just like they did at the World Trade Center with all the steel. So you can't investigate it. You can't do any kind of forensics. You can't do any kind of bomb analysis. I mean, think about it. Lightning strikes it and it blows up. Oh, come on. We have lots of lightning strikes here, and lightning strike hitting on marble is not going to do a dang thing to it. Not a thing. Six tablets blown up. There's a reason why they did that, and there's a reason why it's not getting any media coverage whatsoever right now. Zero. It happened. It was in the news for a couple hours, and it disappeared that fast. As John Stadmiller would say, it up and disappeared like a fart in a Texas windstorm. I like to use that once in a while because it makes me remember John Stadmiller, what a good guy he was.
Yeah, and that's another reason why I kept the disclaimer from our mutual friend Rick Adams as well. So he's always present on this show, and I know that he listened to some of the shows, and he was one of my favourites. And, you know, one of the real, if RBN had a Hall of Fame like they do with things like the NFL and WWE and stuff, I'm sure you will agree that Rick Adams would be in there.
Yeah. Yeah, another person somebody brought up over the weekend and we haven't talked about. And if you can go back and find the archives for Bruce McCarthy, I don't know if you remember Bruce McCarthy. Bruce McCarthy had a show Monday through Friday on the early AM. And I tell you what, this guy was amazing. I got to say, he's probably one of the key people that influenced me to get active and to pursue a show and do more about, you know, talk about truth and expose corruption. Bruce McCarthy, if you can find any of his archives, I still believe they're at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. I think they're still on our archives, but you would probably enjoy that if you've not listened to some of his broadcasts. A really good presenter, a great host, Bruce McCarthy, passed away a few years from cancer, but I think the archives are still there.
I'm just checking the drop down, republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Bruce G. McCarthy. So that's republicbroadcastingarchives.org, folks. And you just go on the right hand side to under the show host, there's a select category drop down, and that's where you can find Bruce and all the hosts, many past and present. I can see names that I recognize that no longer broadcast there, but they are still in this list. And so, for example, if we go to Bruce McCarthy here, so just click on that. And the shows will be listed with the most recent first. And he was last on the National Intel Report with John Stadmiller, February the 6th of 2020. Both hours of that show are there. So there you go. Yeah, I think that what's going on in the world, you said about a race, Steve. I think as well that they're so reckless now, it's like they're throwing all caution to the wind, almost as if there's something. I agree with what you say about wanting to get Agenda 2030 in place, but there's something else that I can only speculate upon, whether it's something they're being told by their sort of astrologers or things like that, or it's something they're being taught by their astronomers. You know, you have the sort of Vatican having their telescope, I think, in Antarctica and things like that, all these strange things going on, talking about Planet X and different things like that many of us have been waiting for decades. And I was warned off a few years ago because this has been talked about for decades, and all the projected dates that it's supposed to arrive have never happened. But I've never, in the time I've studied these people who control the world, have I seen them act so recklessly, almost as if they're on a time limit. So what are your thoughts on any other more conspiratorial things that could be influenced their actions in these last couple of years?
Well, I tell you what, first of all, We should all be very suspicious of somebody who has no experience and no degree trying to act like an expert. Now, I'm talking about Bill Gates here. He's not a scientist. He has no science degree. He has no degree, far as I know, as far as in health sciences, or which would make him expert on vaccines or climate change or any of this stuff. He has no background in science. He's a computer nerd who did not antiviral software, but operating systems, which didn't do a very good job at that. He's actually a hack. He stole a lot of technology. But on the side of that, he has no degrees. And always be very suspicious when somebody's trying to put on the lab coat and walk in and present themselves as a doctor or science. I think we understand that. If I was in the hospital and somebody just walked in and put a lab coat on, a white lab coat, well, you might get the impression, oh, that guy's a doctor. Oh, yeah. You ask him a couple questions. And maybe he can pull it off and fool you for a little bit because he's watched enough medical shows on TV. But in time, if you have experience and you start asking some deep, you know, hard questions, you're going to find out this guy's a fraud. This guy's not a doctor. You should know the answer to that question. And that's exactly what I see when I see Bill Gates, as a guy who's trying to portray himself as being a know-it-all science guy. And he's not. And he's got a big family history. His father was big in eugenics and Planned Parenthood. So there's already going back with his father. Of course, the bringing up of Bill Gates as a child, he grew up with this thing of eugenics, and his father taught him well. And there's somewhere along the way, he decided to really open his mouth up about it and, to me, stick his foot in, because he gave the agenda out when he talked about lowering the population by 10 or 15% using vaccines. Well, vaccines typically would improve your health, keep you disease free, and you'd have a longer lifespan, right? Yeah, that's how it works. But then again, you've got this guy here telling you that he's going to bring down the population by 10 to 15%. That's something to think about. And then again, everything is being what's going on right now. World leaders pushing this thing here and using the extortion technique of, if you don't take it, you can't get services, you can't go shopping, you can't go here. Maybe even bring in child protective services. You're a bad parent because you won't vaccinate your child. But they can't make the case. They cannot make the case that this is about health. Now, I'm in pretty good with Dr. Peter McCullough. I'm probably on a weekly here with him. And he's finally coming out. He was on John Frederick's show the other day, outside the Beltway on Real America's Voice. And he's getting better. And I wrote him and I said, I understand where you are. You're throwing great science out there. You're opening people's eyes of the fraud of these shots and the damage that's caused by these shots, the clots, the spike proteins, everything else, the myocarditis, pericarditis, cancer switch flipped on. He's really brought some great information to the table. And I'm very, very thankful that he's doing that. But he's actually now kind of gone off a little bit to include that this is a global agenda. All world leaders are on board with this. But he didn't go a little further with it to include why are they doing it. I think he knows. I think he knows. I've sent plenty of stuff over to him and videos and clips, this and that. He knows this is about depopulation, bringing down the world's population. So does John Fredericks. I was a little disappointed that John Fredericks can't say it also. But I think as soon as they do say this, they'll be kookified because, oh, no, nobody could ever do that. Nobody would ever try to bring down the planet's population. Nobody would ever do that. No, there's no Hitlers. Hitler was long ago. There are no more Hitlers. Sure, there are. They're sure they're out there. And I look at somebody like Fauci, a little nerdy guy, skinny, nerdy guy. So was Hitler. Hitler was a skinny, little nerdy guy, too. And then Bill Gates portraying himself as a science and his eugenics background. It all comes together. It's quite simple to me that there is an agenda here to bring down the world's population. And the food shortages are intended to, well, there's twofold on that one here, to bring dependence to the people, that they looked at government for the solution. Of course, if you control the food sources, you control the food supply, you can control the people. So you can get the people to do pretty much anything. If you starve them, you'll say, well, I'll tell you what, we'll give you some food here. We'll give you this and that. But you got to do something for us. You got to take the shot. You got to roll that sleeve up. You got to take a shot. Well, I don't want it. Well, then I guess you don't eat. So it's a coercion situation here. Control the food, you control the people. That's how I see it. And this is very evil. This is a very evil plan. And why are world leaders doing this? That's the $64,000 question, Andrew, that I don't think anybody has an answer to that. Why are these people complying and doing this? They're genocide. This is genocide. They are killing people. They know what they're doing. Is an asteroid going to hit the Earth? And are they sparing us the gory details of imminent death because of something like that? I don't know. Nobody seems to have an answer. And the CO2 rising was just an excuse. The global warming was just an excuse made up in order to kick off this fraud and to control us. Going back to the Bill Gates formula and that TED talk, I guess called TED talk, the technology, entertainment, and design talk speech. He talks about the formula that he devises about bringing down CO2 levels is comprised of CO2 equals P times S times E times C. Now let's break that down a little bit. CO2 equals P. P equals the people, the population. People are the greatest contributor to CO2 on the planet. The S are services, the services that produce CO2. The E of that formula is energy, the CO2 that is created to produce that energy. And the final one is C, the CO2 created by that energy. Now, he has a goal to bring down CO2 levels to zero. Now, that right away, that statement there, Andrew, tells you he's not a scientist. Because CO2 is not a noxious gas. It's something that we definitely need in the environment. Plants require CO2. They take it in and they make oxygen. So the idea that this guy acting like a scientist, portraying himself as a scientist, is saying bring down CO2 levels to zero would kill the planet off. All the vegetation. You couldn't do it. Can't. It's not possible. But the very idea that he said it, to bring it down to zero, proves my point. He is not a scientist. He is a hack, portraying himself as a scientist. Because why? Because he has billions of dollars, and that opens people's eyes. And we're talking about advertising dollars. He is buying people off. He is one of the most evil people of this agenda. There are many people. He is one of the most evil people. He is raking in the money in on these shots that are causing great harm and death. Flat out, that's how I feel about Bill Gates. He's a very evil man.
Yeah, it's and again, you talked about things like Snopes and what have you. The Bill Gates thing that jumps out to me, and this was a great, I believe it was Snopes, when he came out with that cryptocurrency using body data. And it was patent 060606. And literally, I've got it almost word for word somewhere. I'll dig the meme out if I can find it. But they said, well, 060606 is obviously not the same as 666. I mean, they are so insulting. They have such a low opinion of society that they think that they can say something like that and people won't think, what? You know, why would you? Right. I mean, if I was going to bring out a patent and it had something like that in it, I'd be like, well, even if I'm an atheist, I'd be too worried about how that could put people off who are believers. Yeah. So this is clearly done deliberately. And then the good thing about something like that, you see, for me, is that Snopes or whatever so-called fact checker saying that, you just come up with one example with them, and then you see what they do with us is if anything we say subsequently we revise our opinion on or what have you, new things come to light, we were given bad data, they will throw that at us every time in order to discredit everything else we say. Well, we need to turn the tables on them in the same manner, and we need to show something like this from Snopes so that people will know to avoid them like the plague. And their big psyop to try and essentially lie about all these different things that they're up to that people in the independent media have exposed, they need to come crashing down. Your comments, please, Steve.
Well, another good example, this the other day, Ray Epps' name's back in the news for the January 6th crisis there. Ray Epps is on a bullhorn instructing the protesters to enter the Capitol. I just want to do a bio, figure out who this Ray Epps guy is. I think he's definitely working with the FBI. There were 44 assets at the Capitol that day. They call agents now assets. Assets to what? What agenda there? So Ray Epps is on a bullhorn telling people to enter the Capitol. We must go to the Capitol. And then he said, we must enter the Capitol. We must enter. Somebody points him out, says, Fed, Fed, Fed. So I look him up. He's never been charged for anything, for creating an insurrection. He's never been charged with anything, which he's definitely FBI. He's an informant. He's a provocateur. So I look him up, and Snopes pops up, and Snopes says he never said these things. Well, wait a minute. I've got the video. Again, like the Bill Gates video, I have the video. I've watched it. He directly says, we need to go inside the Capitol. So again, Snopes evidently feels that people are so stupid, ignorant, that can they just simply say these things, even though it exists, the opposite, they'll simply say it, and people go to them and go, well, it's Snopes. Well, it's it must be credible. It's on this website called Snopes, or it's on PolitiFact, and it's a fact, because it's PolitiFact, that Ray Epps never said these things. Well, yeah, he did, and we know that. Of course, that's part of the January 6th Kangaroo Court Bias Omission Commission report that they're not talking about Ray Epps. They don't want to talk about Ray Epps. They got the videos, but we don't want to talk about it. Amazing. But that's just one extra story there. I mean, I would never, ever consider looking at PolitiFact or Snopes. It's a joke. Andrew, we've got lots. We're getting brainstormed here of all kinds of different things. We're getting overload. And with overload, people don't think anymore. I find people that are just over the top now. They've been bombarded with Omicron and Delta and Lambda, and they have all these different ones. Now we have the new variant there of Omicron called BA.4, and we got Omicron variant BA.5. Then you got monkeypox. They pushed that for a little while. Now they have a new one out there called a brain-eating amoeba. It's found in lake water. So if you go swimming, it's going to crawl in your ear, and it's going to make its way to your brain, or it's going to go up your sinuses and get to your brain. You're going to die. All these different things we're being bombarded with, all by purpose here. And then, of course, the food shortages. We're overwhelmed. Most people are overwhelmed. I know people says, I don't want to watch the news. I don't want to watch anything. They're freaking out. And now we're going back to wearing masks in L.A. Now they're going to try to reinstitute the masks. They are actually in L.A. County with the children, the school children, the college kids. We're going back again to the fear porn. We must, stop the transmission of the virus, which the masks don't work. We've shown that. Science, the real science, is being blocked. It's being covered up because even your N95 masks don't stop a virus, much, much too small. But they're starting up again with saying the cases, the COVID cases are going up now. And hospitals are getting slammed. I work in a hospital. My wife works in a hospital. I'll tell you the honest truth. No, we're not getting slammed. We're not getting slammed. What I'm seeing is people coming in, young people coming in, very sick, who've been vaccinated, double vaxxed, triple vaxxed, and having taken boosters. I'm seeing vaccinated sick people. I don't want to even say vaccinated. People who have taken the shots, I'm seeing those people coming in sick. But we're getting overloaded by so much stuff here. And again, like I said, people who are in overload don't think anymore. I think they're just exhausted from all this stuff. But now we're going back. Let's start the masks up again. Let's start the social distancing. These children, the damage done to these children. Oh, my God, I see them in the store. And their parents making them wear the mask. And they see me and they have their eyes. You can't see the mouth, but you can see the eyes. Their eyes lit up. Oh, my God. And they open up wide. There's a man with no mask on. Oh, my God, he could be the one who infects me and kills me. The psychological damage to children is immense. It's huge. And it's a crime, a mental mind crime here with these masks and social distancing. And I just assume that the kids will now have a little X where their chair has to be, and they'll be 6 feet away from the next kid again here. Again, let's continue with the scam of masks and social distancing. And I don't know, as a parent, I would definitely, the solution would be just pull your kid out, homeschool them. I know. So being social with kids is really important. Kids to interact with other kids is very important growing up, their social skills. But what social skills are you really getting if you're 6 feet apart and you're wearing a mask and you can't see facial expressions? It's very damaging, very damaging.
Yes, I agree. And I just found this Snopes page. So it was Snopes. And I just clicked on it. I did. I used Google because I knew that they would bring Snopes up at the top. Typed in Bill Gates patent 666. And as soon as I opened up the link to the Snopes page on it, get this, there's a pop-up advert, Steve. It says free tea. You get a free T-shirt with Snopes membership. Snag a Snopes logo tee when you become a Snopes member for at least 1 year. So I'll close that down. And it says, claim, Microsoft owns patent 666, which involves inserting microchips into people to mine their activity for cryptocurrency purposes. Rating mostly false. What's true? Microsoft published a patent for a cryptocurrency system using body activity data. This patent is filed under the number WO2020060606A1. What's false? The number WO2020060606A1 contains three sixes, contains three sixes, but is obviously not the same as 666. So, I mean, it just boggles the mind. Of course, I shouldn't have to explain anymore, but I think there's another significance to the fact that the numbers between the sixes are zeros, because they could be any other number, but they're zeros. And what does zero mean? It means nothing. So it's like right. It doesn't even need to be there.
Exactly. Right.
So then it would be, but you see, we don't even need to go that one, but it's just when you see the blatant lies of these people, and this is something that all came along at the same time. They couldn't dispute the majority of what the honest truth seekers in the independent media had to say. So they started doing the censorship. They started taking things off YouTube. They started taking books off Amazon, all these different things. And then, we've got another idea. We'll do this. We'll set up our own fact checks. And it's not just Snopes. There's all sorts of things about there, because it'll probably the same people behind it, but they'll have a variety of different sites that you can go to try and show that there are a lot of fact checkers out there that are really looking after your best interests, which is an absolute joke. Yeah. And it all came along at the same time. So there's this again. You know, this is another way we can look at why they're going at breakneck speed now. Mm-hmm. Might have absolutely nothing to do with some sort of conspiratorial event. It could just be that they'll never tell us how many people were awake, but they might have worked out with their computers how many people have been waking up in recent years and gone into full panic mode and said, we're not really ready to do our mass vaccination program, etc., or the jab program, the shot program. We know it's not a vaccination. Yeah. That's another false thing. But we're not ready, but too many people are waking up, and we've got to go now, otherwise we might be found out before we get the chance. That's another way that we can look at it. Steve, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I want to go back also to something else. I'm talking about the Bill Gates and the profitability of COVID on this plandemic, scandemic. And I played a clip going back to actually, 2015, that showed Moderna, along with the government, United States government, had patent rights on COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2. So this, people say, oh, it just came out of nowhere, or it was came out of a wet bar and a bat and all this stuff. No. This thing had been created a long time ago, because these plans had been laid out long ago. They just had to figure out how we're going to introduce it to society here. And of course, the scapegoat would be the Wuhan virus lab here to release it there, and the World Military Games also to spread it around China and basically kick it off using transportation, people flying around the world here. So the whole thing was kicked off. It was all planned. This is a plandemic, scandemic, no doubt about it. Nobody's held to accountability. I'm hoping that someday there will be some accountability. But the very idea that you can do gain of function and tweak something to make it even worse is a crime against humanity. And nobody seems to care about that. They worry about a nation getting their hands on a nuclear bomb. But think about how many more people can actually die from releasing a pathogen out there. And in that theory, that thinking is, well, they could release a pathogen and kill off large populations, and they get to keep what's left over here. They haven't destroyed the land. They get the resources, and we just have no people there on the land. So the nuclear option here of blowing up somebody or taking over their land after you nuke it is not a good plan, business plan for these people. The design, they'd rather kill off large numbers of people and, you know, to the victor belong the spoils. But going back to Bill Gates, and I can't tell you what year it is, but I can tell you, you can find the article still on the web. It's Bill and Melinda Gates, the foundation, had actually orchestrated and contacted MIT to create a under-the-skin tracking smart system here to store information. It's called Storing Medical Information Beneath the Skin Surface. I think it's the title of it, Storing Medical Information Beneath the Skin Surface. MIT created, I can't tell you the year, but it's been perfected. It's done. It's basically a smart device that goes over the arm where they've done the injection, and you have all your medical records and your shot records on this little chip underneath the skin. It can come through the needle. So when you think about it and you go back to lower the population by 10 to 15,000, 10 to 15% the population using vaccines, and then you also factor in tracking and other things, well, this is all evil technology here. This is this technology. When you get some technology, you think, well, that's a good technology, but it always seems to fall in the hands of the evil person and used in a very bad way. This is surveillance. This is tracking. And why did they want to create this? Why did they want to invent a system where you could store medical information beneath the skin? Because they had this planned out for their future. They knew about the shot, the COVID, SARS-CoV-2, they had this thing all planned out. They had all their ducks in a row and everything ready to whip it out to say, here it is. Okay, now we have this ready. We have this ready. Isn't it amazing? They had all these things ready. But then they tell you it was warp speed. It wasn't warp speed. Warp thought, not warp speed. This stuff was all invented long ago, and they simply found the opportunity to release it now and get underway their depopulation agenda. Yeah, you can find this still on the website here. It's Storing Medical Information Beneath the Skin Surface. It was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and MIT created it. They created it to use it, not to shelf it. When you go this distance to create something like this, you don't put it on the back burner and say, well, we just wanted to see if we could do it. No, you actually plan on using it sometime in the future, and that's exactly what this is. Information tracking surveillance right here under the skin.
Yeah, indeed. And what are your thoughts? Just to let you know, we've got about 10 minutes left. We can go over if need be. I wouldn't cut you off with any important information you want to bring out, Steve. But sort of time scales, I guess the things that are most bothering people out there, the things I read most about in the independent media, is the potential for further lockdowns coming up soon, another big push on the shot, another the idea that Russia is imminently going to go into nuclear war. And of course, both you and I will be at the forefront of that, because the two main targets are, I mean, even in Russia, they were talking about one of their media people that they always jump on over here in the Daily Mail and things like that, that they like to just get England. They you know, they don't want to get Scotland or Ireland or what have you. If they can just wipe out England and then deal with what's left. And of course, in America, there's going to be a few targets that they would want to hit. It's a big country. I'd be very surprised if they could take it all out, whereas apparently a Sarmat missile, we're being told, could literally put all of England into the sea. So your thoughts on the potential for a nuclear war, and future lockdowns and the shots. Back to you.
Well, I definitely believe the people at the Pentagon, the generals at the Pentagon, believe a nuclear war is winnable. Kind of reminds me of that movie, War Games. You know, there are people who calculate the damages, the casualties, and they believe we can win a nuclear war. I hate that kind of thinking, that kind of mindset. I would love to see actually nuclear weapons taken away from everybody. We never have to worry about this. But I think what we're going to see here is before the November midterm elections, I'm pretty certain they're going to release something else, another fear porn virus or something, another mutation. Another mutation of the Omicron virus, and they'll tell you it's more lethal and you need to stay home again, lockdowns, social distancing, masks, vaccines, shots, boosters. They're going to try to find some way to do another 2,000 mules for the November midterms, no doubt about it. They can't win on their policies, Andrew. These Democrats are just digging the grave deeper for this country to a point where, well, they're going to go to a digital currency with the economic collapse. They may focus that thought in if they do some kind of military intervention or something with Ukraine against Russian forces. They may use that as the excuse to let the whole thing tank out, the economy tank. And then, of course, you can blame Russia for that the economy tanked. But no. It tanked because the Federal Reserve was printing more money than we could ever use. And they created the inflation. They created everything. It's spiraling downwards. How long will they continue with it before they find an excuse to say, okay, now let's just stop funding it. Let's stop the quantitative easing. Let's stop the prolonged protection. Let's let this thing tank. And then we can go to our digital currency. We can also blame China and Russia for being the culprits of this whole thing. There's some strategic thinking like that. And where we all lose in that situation. I don't think of Putin as being this evil madman. I know that's what they want to portray him and China as, evil entities, evil countries. But I don't see that. I do see him setting a record straight on a wrong done to his people in the Donbass, and he gave warning a long time ago, stop this, and they said, no, we're going to do what we want. So understanding the corruption, the corrupt country of Ukraine, if I had enough of it, and he decided, you know, basically we're going to denazify Ukraine, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's not trying to take over anything. He did discover some interesting things. I think you understand that he found 45 bioweapons labs. Amazing. 45 bioweapons labs that actually footprint back to the United States of America. So wait a minute. We had bioweapons labs in Ukraine? Oh, so is that our interest? Or is it because we care about the Ukrainian people? And we know that's not true either. So I'm hoping that never goes in that direction, Andrew, the war situation here, but I will not support a war. I'll be one of the first people that are beyond this network, RBN, speaking out, because I know this is an illegal war. I know this is manufactured for another agenda. I will not support it. People say, well, you're not America. If you don't support the troops, you're not American. If you support the troops, then you're supporting the fraud that brought you to war. I can't do that. So I will not be supportive of it. I'll be one of the first people on a street corner with a sign and my people to protest this illegal war. It's a money pit. I mean, we're nearly $1 trillion now. We spent $1 trillion propping up a corrupt little country, Ukraine. $1 trillion. And when our economy is spiraling downwards here, we're in serious trouble financially, economics. What, the consumer price index going from 8.6 to 9.1, that's probably an underrated. It's probably much higher than that. But the government doesn't want to tell you. They lie about all numbers. It's probably much higher than that. So we have no money for this economy, for our infrastructure. Things are failing. We have food shortages. We have supply chain shortages. We have excessively high fuel prices, but we have $1 trillion to send over to Ukraine. Americans are seeing this, and they're not happy. They're not happy with this party here. So I don't see, they have nothing to campaign on to win. They really do not. They have nothing to campaign. They have no successes to campaign on. So understanding that, how would they possibly get back in? They could get back in through cheating. Voter fraud, election fraud, another 2,000 mules. That's the only way I can see it happening. They're going to be probably try to push back to do mail-in ballots again, stuffing ballot boxes, this and that. They're going to try to find a way to steal it. If you can't win on your own policies or your success stories, then you cheat. You find a way to cheat and beat the system again. So the system will either be hooked up to the internet again, which is easily penetrated and hacked to flip the numbers again, like we saw in 2020. There's many ways to steal. And I'm looking at that. Now, that's going to be an interesting situation. If they steal this midterms, they steal it. It should be a landslide, really, for Republicans. And I'm not batting for Republicans. I be honest with you, I have no faith in any of the politicians. I have no faith in Republicans. I don't see them standing up to what's going on here with the shots and everything else. I do not see them standing up and supporting us. I see them going along with the agenda, which is going to get them more power, grant them more power. I do not see them standing up for the people they're supposed to serve. I'm disappointed in the Republicans. And I haven't been a Republican in
Steve?
Party politics.
Yeah, you dropped for a second, but you're back now. You said you haven't been a Republican, then you dropped out, and I got politics.
Yeah, about 30 years. I just don't believe in the party politics. They both are not serving the people at all. Democrats have really mutated to something beyond what I ever thought I would ever see. The Democrats are just a very odd party. Anything goes with this party. Anything goes. And they used to be the ones that were, pro-war, and the conservatives, the Republicans, were anti-war. But it's kind of been reversed. They're both for war now. They like war options for some reason. And they're trying to now, right now they're actually talking about lowering the age for enlistment to 16. Can you imagine that? A 21-year-old, you have to be 21 years old to buy a rifle now. But they'll put a rifle in a 16-year-old's hands and put him in the military and put a uniform on him and tell him to go kill somebody. That's okay, but don't. 21, you're not responsible enough to have a firearm if you're a civilian, but you're okay if you're in the military. You can be 16 and have the gun. But you're responsible enough to vote at 18. You're responsible enough to what? What else could you do at 18? You can get a tattoo. You can do a lot of things when you're 18, but then the selectiveness of saying, no, you're not responsible enough to buy a firearm at a rifle at 21. The hypocrisy is so thick.
Just before I hand back to you for your final thoughts, Steve, you prompted me here, again, going into Google, federal age of criminal responsibility. In the United States, the age varies between the states, being as low as 6 years in South Carolina and 7 years in 35 states. 11 years is the minimum age for federal crimes. So 11 years is the minimum age for federal crimes in the United States. But you can change your gender and have surgery to do that long before that age in the United States. And this is what I like about what you just did there. You've got to use their comparisons against them. I call it be consistent in pointing out their inconsistencies, because this is how we beat these people. It's always, they've always got a but this or a but that for you. And in the end, they run out of buts. You just look at them and you say there is no consistency to what you do, but it's always something that suits you. but there's no basis for it, apart from what it appears to be harming the people. So that being said, any comments, your final thoughts, and then we'll close out the show.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, you know, you can take hormone blockers, you can have an abortion and not tell your parents, all these things you can do at a very, very young age. But yeah, it's just a bizarre world. I don't know how to explain it. The Democrats, what they really stand for. I think they stand for anything, pretty much. They don't have any high moral standards. They, you know, you want to kill the fetus in the womb? Sure, we're okay with that. You know, I did a whole show on that, talking about how about some responsibility that you never get in this situation. How about how about pushing planning? How about planning, like at Planned Parenthood, planning your families? How about some birth control? It's not hard to find. Why are you putting yourself in this situation where you have to make a decision like this? And I talked about on Monday that, you know, if there's scenarios, if a woman was raped or a young girl was raped, we saw a 10-year-old raped by a 27-year-old illegal. It came into the country under the DACA program there. If you go to an ER, first of all, you'll call law enforcement. Law enforcement will take a report, get you to the hospital. They do a rape kit on you, and then they give you a medication that stops the implantation of the egg in case the egg is fertilized from the rapist sperm. They give you a medication, and there's no implantation of the egg. So why would somebody say, I'm going to hold on to this, I'm going to refuse that, and I've decided to hold on to this fertilized egg in my womb here and let it grow for weeks and weeks and weeks, maybe months, and then to say, you know what, I think I'm going to get rid of this kid. I'm going to get rid of this child. Why are we here? Why are we talking about this when you can actually plan? You can plan a lot of this, and in that situation, that's your solution right there. Why did you let it go so far? It makes no sense.
Thank you so much, Steve. And before we go, folks, don't forget that you can catch Steve's show Off the Beaten Path on a Sunday evening on RBN. And you can also catch him doing the flagship National Intel Report show on Mondays. And both of these shows accept callers and they go out live. So there will be links to Steve's archives in the post for this show at achshow.com, and also a link to the Direct Republic Broadcasting Network website, which is where you'd need to go to find the numbers to, you know, call in when Steve is live on the air. So that being said, I would like to thank Steve so much for joining us today on a show entitled The Globalists Are Sticking With The Plan. Steve will be back with us again next month. I will, of course, be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and bye.